Tom Ceratori, the head coach of the Beavers, now joining us. And, Tom, I thought Lake Superior State played about as good as you can on a Friday night on the road.
Absolutely. They made zero mistakes. They made zero mistakes, and we made a couple. That's what they're doing. They're playing a very, very simple game. They want to get a lead. They're relieving pressure. They do not want to spend any time in their zone, and I really thought they executed that to a T tonight.
Really tough for you guys to find any way to get the puck through them. I mean, they were in the passing lanes, they were in the shooting lanes. It seemed like it must have been pretty frustrating, because it's not like you guys played bad, you just couldn't get a good quality scoring chance.
Yeah, you're kind of right, Biss. What you got to do is the opposite. You got to get a lead on these guys. Then they got to open it up a little bit, and they got to try to make some plays. And again, they played a simple game, and they have to right now. They're fighting for their lives, and they capitalized on a turnover and a pinch, and that's how they scored their goals. And, you know, hats off to them. They were the better team tonight. And, again, we just got to make sure that we have good pushback tomorrow.
You've said all along that hockey is a game of turnovers, but it's when you have the turnover and where you have the turnover, and they certainly made you pay there.
Well, exactly, Schultze. It just, again... It is what it is. We can't sit there and keep talking about it. Again, they stuck to their game plan. They got the lead, and they frustrated the heck out of us.
And they didn't get any penalties, which never really gave your power play unit a chance to get a goal.
No, you're exactly right. You're exactly right, Biss. You know, I thought there was a few crimes out there, but, you know, they're not going to get called all the time either. Yeah, but whatever. Again, it is what it is.
Winding down here, obviously, every game is magnified in importance. How do you, as a coach, try to just focus in on next game being tomorrow?
Well, you have to. But, again, third place is going to be awful tough now. I mean, tonight's loss, you know, now you got to go on a roll. Now you got to go 6-1.
Get
the rest
some
of the
help,
way.
Yeah.
I mean, who's kidding? Who? The more you lose a game that you should win, then it puts pressure on you on the road. Then you got to do something that's very, very difficult. You know.
It's a weird night tonight in the league, though, with Bowling Green and Minnesota State both putting up 7 tonight. Wow. The top half has certainly separated themselves from the bottom half, but hey, bottom half still pretty darn good.
Well, this is hockey. It's the toughest sport to win. It's the toughest sport. Schultze, you and I talk about it all the time. It is the most difficult sport to win games by a country mile. Basketball and football, a top team is going to play a lower team, and they're going to win 99% of the time. Not this sport. This sport is just it's a tough sport. It's a tough sport to win. And, again, any sport where, you know, typically the first team to 3 is going to be the victor at least 85 to 90% of the time. That's what makes it difficult, and that's what kind of makes it exciting, and that's what makes it fun in my eyes.
See you tomorrow night,
Coach. All
right, guys. Tom Ceratori with us here on the Paul Bunning Communications post-game show. Lakers 2-0 winners tonight.